So it's been Metal World Monday on a Wednesday live, the preseason teaser. We will be back, I believe, two Wednesdays from now. But the point is, look out for the Monday podcast, which is going to be a lot more hot takes. Things maybe you can't say live on air. You will really just get down to the nitty gritty about it. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to have a blast. So follow World Pete on Instagram, World P-E-T-E, that's me. If you want to join the Metal World family, get a shirt, or find out more info about the podcast, just toss me a message or just follow the pictures. All right, new DJ's coming in soon, so let's have a lot of fun, and don't be afraid to call in. We love when we have callers. It's a blast. So thanks for listening. This has been Metal World Monday on a Wednesday live. Thanks very much.
M.F.O.
Medford, 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace, silently. And I know someone's used these words.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Slips.
And this is DJ Rizzle King.
And you are hearing for the first time ever our appearance with our own show. DJ Rizzle King, can you tell us what this show is called?
This is Anything and Everything, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Yeah, and DJ Rizzle King, why is it called Anything and Everything?
Well, pretty self-explanatory name. We play anything and everything. We talk about anything and everything. We'll have guests who want to talk about anything and everything. I just want to give a quick shout out to our man before us, Meta World Pete. G- gave us a great introduction. You all should check out his show.
And his podcast.
I know I will be tuning in. DJ Slips, I don't know about you.
I certainly will.
I am quite excited for some hot takes on, to quote, things that might not be able to be discussed on air.
Oh, yes. One more thing, if you want to give the show a call, just call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Give us a call in. You can be on the air if you want, and we can talk about anything and everything that you'd like.
We will be on the air until 5 p.m., a special extended episode.
Ooh, and why would that be, DJ Rizzle King?
We are subbing for our next DJ, Joyce the Voice, the Voicemobile. Unfortunately, she could not attend. We look forward to seeing her here next week.
All right, so we're going to get you started off with a song. You want to introduce it to us?
We got ABC by the Jackson 5.
All right, let's get it going. The Jackson 5's ABC. How'd you like that one, DJ Rizzle King?
I love that song. Personal favorite.
I really like the part where these hitting on the bell of the cymbal. I really like that part. It's like, I don't know. It's like that part.
Honestly, I don't know if I'd be able to count to three or say the alphabet without that song.
Yeah, I think Michael Jackson at a young age is responsible for the education of pretty much every child in America.
Clearly, that's the only conclusion we can draw from this song.
I mean, I feel like we shouldn't even send kids to school anymore. We should just have them listen to that song on repeat.
Honestly, yes. Graduation requirements, you should have to sing that entire song
and,
all the way through.
To all of you listeners out there, I will be running for Congress on that platform. Elimination of all education systems with the replacement of Michael Jackson's and his Jackson 5's ABC.
We sincerely hope nobody from Tufts University administration is listening to this show right now.
Well, actually, I'm going to drop out of Tufts to listen to that song. I'm going to listen to 9 to 5, though. So, you know, I get a full day's education.
Okay, gotcha.
I know, because I was going to slack off.
You're working a 40-hour week
at that point. No, I understand that. I'm going to do more work here because I'm going to be listening so often.
Makes sense.
Do you want to get another song queued up?
You know what? We're going to change it up a little bit. This is anything and everything. We're going to hit the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
The Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Never go
that
wrong
is
there.
A great request from our man, DJ Rizzle King. Sitting to the right of me right now, this is Hawaii 5-0's theme. That was the Hawaii 5-0 theme, which I have not seen, but...
Nor have I, if we're being perfectly honest, but...
Just a good song,
it's
honestly.
It's a fantastic
just
song.
Just a really good song by The Ventures. I heard the band at my high school, our high school, rather, play it, and then I downloaded it the next day. But we're going to get you rolling with another song here. This is going to be Hey Ya. Hey Ya ready?
1, 2, 3,
oh, 105 WMFO Medford.
That was Hey Ya by Outkast. Now, Thomas, you know what to do. Tell us about it.
Outkast is, I would say, a little bit alternative in their sound. But I really like them. An interesting thing about that song from a musician's point of view, if you're interested.
Just for our listeners out there, Thomas Rizzolio, i.e., a.k.a. DJ Rizzle King, is a musician in and of himself. What do you play?
I play the violin, the piano, the viola, alto sax, and...
More instruments than you, if you're wondering, more than you.
Let's not go that far. But anyway, my interesting piece of trivia about this song. Most songs are written in pretty normal time signatures, if anybody's familiar with that, what that means. 4-4, 6-8, 12-8. Hey Ya is written in 11-4. So if you're ever listening to this song and you're trying to figure out why you can't really find the beat, it's not you. It's not that you're a bad musician, although I can't make that judgment. It's just because it's written in a weird key.
I mean, personally, I write all my songs in 11-4.
All of your numerous compositions.
Yes. As a composer and of myself, I write them in 11-4. It's my key signature.
Ha.
It's a big joke right there.
You don't have a rim shot sound effect queued
no,
up.
No, not yet. All right. Right now, we're going to get a nice PSA queued up, and then we're going to have another song for you. So...
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a... I want to
be
a...
I want to be
I want to be
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
An empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, shit will carry on.
Truth may vary, this shit will change.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now we're safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Alright. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we have another, we have a caller in right now. We're going to put him on the air right now. Hello, caller, are you on the air?
You are
yes,
on
I am.
The
How's
air.
Going?
Oh, hello. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Miles Reed.
Oh, and Miles, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I go to the Murray School in Washington, D.C.
All the way from Washington, D.C.
Wow, our reach has reached the middle of the Atlantic Divide. Miles, how you doing today?
I'm good. Just got quarter grades back, so, you know, we're living.
Ooh. Well, you know. Happens.
Miles, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior in high school.
Do you know where you'll be attending school next year yet?
Actually, I will be attending the esteemed Tufts University next year.
Oh, congratulations!
Wow, we have a future Tufts student on the air.
If you are not
right
aware,
now.
this is the Tufts radio station.
Wow, it's kind of a surprise, isn't it, that he's calling in?
Really, really shocking and not fabricated at all.
No, we didn't put this on someone's Snapchat story, did we?
No, we did not.
Not at all.
No.
Miles, do you have any requests for a song?
Yeah, I would love to hear Stand By Me.
Stand By Me? I think we can make that happen.
All right, we're going to play that for you right now. Here we go.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by. Should crumble to the sea.
That was Jimmy Cliff, I Can See Clearly Now. DJ Rizzle King, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're in hour one half of 3 hours.
Ooh.
So I'm really enjoying myself right now. If you want to be on the air, if you want to talk to me and DJ Slips, if you want to request a song,
it's very fun.
If you literally anything and everything, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. All right, up next, we got a song from Rascal Flatts' new album.
Ooh, I do like that album. All right, so let's hear it.
If I was a worm, you'd take a can and you'd spray paint all over this man. If I was a car, you'd take a key, put the metal to the metal till you leave me feeling.
in a chair with no one here, and I'm feeling all alone.
All alone.
Thinking to myself like, damn, what my baby up then gone?
Up then gone.
It's like I'm missing her, and I know she's missing me.
Missing me.
It's been 2 years and a half, and July will make it three.
Make hey. It three.
That was Me Love by Sean Kingston.
Fantastic song. Really, really great song.
We're changing it up in the booth a little bit because look who's now at mic 3 instead of mic 4.
Wow, it's really an entirely new game.
How do you
think I'm joking, but the studio does look completely different.
Wow, that's a really great observation.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How's mic 3 treating you?
It's treating me pretty well. You know what I think I'm going to use mic 3 for, though? I'm just going to give you a quick PSA. Stop Ooh. The text, stop the wrecks. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number 1, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number 2, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's a handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number 3, distracted driving is now the number 1 killer of American teens. Fact number 4, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Really important issue that I think everybody just needs mm-hmm. to constantly stay focused on. The It Can Wait campaign, really good way to raise awareness.
Yeah, thank you.
Important issue.
Thank you.
Don't have anything else to add on that.
Yeah, so if you're on your phone right now and listening to the show, please, please don't.
Yeah. Unless you're not driving. If you're not driving, then that's fine. But
not if you're driving. I mean, come on. All right. Let's change the gears of the show. If you remember, I believe it was last...
Saturday.
Who knows? Well, last time we were on the air, we played a song by the Electric Like Light. Electric... Okay, why don't you say
Electric
it?
Light Orchestra.
There we go. That's what I was trying to go for. We played a song that was from the beginning of the Guardians of the Galaxy
yes, we 2 did.
Movie. And we're going to get another Electric Light Orchestra song
there
for you
go.
Right now. This is Don't Bring Me Down.
Thank you.
That was Don't Bring Me Down by Electric Light Orchestra. All right, we have a new topic of conversation. It's actually not so new because we've talked about it on the show
we
before.
We have talked about it before, but
Is now our first show of Anything and Everything, so we have to clarify it for all of our listeners out there. Also, I do want to point out that at the beginning I was saying viewers a lot. Now I'm saying listeners, so...
Proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Improvement. Anyway... What are we going to talk about, DJ Rizzlekang?
All right. We've been getting some questions, listeners, you know who you are, about my DJ name.
His DJ name is DJ Rizzlekang.
So my name, if you are wondering, is Thomas Rizzolio. DJ Slips and I are both avid Harry Potter fans.
Yes.
DJ Rizzlekang is hearkening back to a very obscure moment in the fifth book. The movies are irrelevant. The books are better.
Yes.
If you want to argue that, please call in.
Oh, yeah, please call in.
We will argue that passionately on the air.
And we have another 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we'll go for the whole 2 hours and 15 minutes. So please
call
in.
There is a point. Harry and Ron are walking around getting insulted by Malfoy.
Naturally.
So Potty and Weaselking are the two nicknames that get given. DJ Slips aptly adapted Weaselking to Rizzlekang, and thus my DJ name was born. DJ Slips, you want to give us the story of your DJ name? It's not quite as exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to credit my high school for giving me my DJ name. It was meant to be ever since the third grade when I first attended the school. My name is Sam Lipsy, which they put together for Slipsy for my email. Slipsy Slips, add the DJ, simple combination, stir it around, you got DJ Slips. It's pretty simple.
DJ Slips does have a dormant SoundCloud.
Don't look it up.
That you should completely look up.
It's really...
And you should come on and request on the air to embarrass him.
I'll say that one of them is not the worst thing that's ever happened to music.
But... Others.
I didn't say it was good. I did not say it was good. I said one of them is not the worst thing to ever happen to music or art, I guess. I can extend it even to that. They're pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie.
They're not amazing. All right. We're going to switch up the tone a little bit. Something a little bit more modern. I'd be shocked if not everybody listening knew this song.
Actually, if you don't know the song, please call in because we need to know where... Under which rock you've been living.
Exactly. Here's some Dwayne Johnson for you.
Oh, The Rock.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky, has two thumbs and pulled up the sky. When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo. So I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. Think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, 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 Maui, just take it down.
And thank you for listening to that amazing song. And you're welcome for us playing it, I guess. That's a...
Honestly, that's the most fun I've had all day. I don't know about our listeners, but DJ Slips and I were jamming out.
I was dancing around, as was my man DJ Rizzle King. King of the Rizzles.
That was from the movie Moana, in case you didn't know. For the tens of people who have not seen that movie.
Exactly.
The soundtrack was written by Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Award-winning artist Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's gonna EGOT one
award short of the EGOT. Was nominated for another song from Moana, How Far I'll Go. Really fantastic musician.
Could you tell our listeners out there what an EGOT is, for those of them that don't
know? An EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. There are only a handful of people who have won one. The only person that I know off the top of my head is Mel Brooks. I think there are about 6 or 7 who've completed that task. Very difficult. I'd be shocked if Lin-Manuel Miranda does not win that. I think his Grammy and his Emmy were both for spin-offs from Hamilton. I think he won a Tony for In the Heights, but definitely won multiple Tonys for Hamilton.
I mean, Hamilton won like infinite numbers of Tonys. I think it would be impossible.
It either won or got nominated for 16 theater. Theater people, please feel free to call in and correct me on that.
Honestly, it would be almost more impressive if he didn't win one for Hamilton.
I think he's won one before Hamilton, but I'm not sure.
Huh. Well, he and his many awards are certainly happy together, which is the name of this next song by the Turtles, throwing it back to the mid-1900s, which makes it sound way older than
it's
it
not,
really is.
It's not that
old. Everybody's heard.
Oh. That's not at all what I was expecting the song to sound like, which is really interesting because, I don't know, when I listen to it on Spotify, that is just not what it sounds like. But, DJ Rizzle King, what are you thinking about playing next for us right now?
If you want to hear Happy Together, that I do have.
Oh,
I have that
all right.
ready
let's,
to go.
Let's hear it right now. This is Happy Together by the Turtles.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Sky's only blue for all my life.
how they toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Die a Happy Man by Nelly.
All right, by Nelly is a strong way to put it.
By Nelly, that was performed by Nelly.
All right, there's a little bit of a rift between me and DJ Slips on the subject
of... It will never be healed.
On the subject of country music, I am...
I don't hate country music.
I like country music. I really like all kinds of music, but a lot of people argue with me over the merits of country music. We're not going to get into that unless one of you wants to call us on the air and we can debate country music versus not.
This is what I will say, which is that, you know, some country music is good, but the ones that are like, oh, like, I hopped in my truck with, you know, with the beer, like, I mean, maybe they should get a little bit more original.
Yeah, but you can say that about any genre of music, to be fair.
Okay, that's totally fair. And what I'm saying is that for me,
that